Balduye covered an Eschia for the night coil of Beis Medrash Archaim, which has been learning Halacha for the past couple of years. This month we learned Mezuzah, Chala, we're learning Chodosh now. To hear a Shir from a Baal Halacha that you do in the Welt, to be very clear, very practical on Halacha, Meshurnadik popular on the Torah Anytime. You can see many, many Shurim on all different topics, also known for the Kuntris. It's for sale in the back, the Kuntris Pocket Halacha series, and Hilchas Chala that happens to be is on the way. To hear different shilas that came up, different practical shilas, and we're very thankful to you know that we got squeezed in. Mamash traveling from Eretz Yisrael, is Rosh Koil in Eretz Yisrael, and being a Monty now for a few hours to get us in, squeezing the shir. Rabbi Avram Wiesenfeld, Shlita Rosh Koil Yerushalayim, and also the Machava the Sefer, Kashrus in the kitchen.
Credit to the introduction. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Pei Hei writes, Ki Yadua, the Mitzvah of Chala is Davka Chala something that we understand that a person lives on. Zoyne Shal Odom is Davka on Lechem. Maybe the Rebbeinu Shal Oilam wanted Davka to be Chala Mitzvah on something that we eat, something that is our sustenance. Mimela, we take chelik of this challah, we take something which is, gives us life, abchias, and we take a chelik of it, we give it ki'ilu to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So it's a lesson for us, it's a chinuch to teach us, a lesson in parnasa, a lesson in all halakim of life, that you can have something that gives you chayim, and you take a chelik of it, and the etim and all belongs back to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If you do it, like a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban, how many mitzvahs are we dealing with? We're talking about a first challah. The Rambam says quite clearly that the mitzvah of challah is one mitzvah. The fact that you have to be mafreshit and then you give it over to the kohen, it's one mitzvah. The Ramban wants to tie in a note. There are two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of hafrasha, and also there's a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. That is a very interesting note of Yehuda. You probably saw it in the Piskei Tshuva, that if a Teshuva brings a note of Yehuda, the note of Yehuda wants to tie in a dovah chodesh ad ma'oid, that it's be'etzem one mitzvah with two different chalakim, like we have by Dalad Minim, like we have by Tfilin, you have a Shal Roish and a Shal Yad, and we have the Etzem one mitzvah. But this mitzvah comes with different halakim. Whether it's a Doraita or the Rabbanon depends really if you're in Eretz Yisrael and Chutzloritz. In Eretz Yisrael, it's really a Doraita. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Mufuris and Shimon, Shilchov Beis in Yeridea. But you saw in the beginning of the Simon that Lemaisa we learned from the Gemara Kedushin Lam Advov, that when Klal Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael, then taking a challah in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah to chiyav min haTorah to Doraisa. But that's only when Gans Klal Yisrael are there. If Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, Bava Nesenu Rav Manol are not at this moment in Eretz Yisrael, so it's a Drabonon. Whereas in Chutz Loretz, it's b'yisoyder yadurabonon. It's going to be a Drabonon. I'll give you a nafkamina la'aloch al-amaisa, I'm sure you've spoken about this. The nafkamina will be what happens on Shabbos. I had a fellow knock on the door one time on a Friday night. He realized, oi vai, I forgot to be mafish challah. So what are you going to do? So here is a major nafkamina. Or in Eretz Yisrael, or in the Chutz Loretz. I'll tell you a moedig ameister, happened to my Rebbe, Rav Scheinberg, Zatzal. Rav Chaim Ben Scheinberg, valdig ameister, sounds like it's a Rebbe Shemeister. So he had a minig that there was a woman in the building that used to give him challah, right? To bake challahs for the Roshiva, and used to give him the challahs. So every single Shabbos, he got challahs from this person. And every single time he made a moitzi, he took the challah and he would take off a little bit side of the bread. You know, there's a shayla of kosher l'shitcha. If you eat the end of the challah, you don't eat the end of the challah. Chassidus by Bichus, is there a yam makor? Is there not a makor about it? Afaponim, that's what he did. That was his minig. He took a little piece. That was to the side. Esther give it to the viber, and then he would eat the rest. So one particular Shabbos, Rav Scheinberg used to put the challah a little bit further in. And he took off a big chunk. So one of the Gaboim over there said, maybe his hand was shaking or something. So he pushed it back to the end. Rav Shami said, no, and he kept on pushing back in. So that's what he did. He didn't do anything about it. And it was Niskala afterwards, one of the women who made the challahs came into the house and she knocked on the door frantically and said, oh, did you eat the challahs already? I forgot to be mafresh challah. Kasha l'maisa. He said, how does it work in Eretz Yisrael? That's a good shayla. But l'maisa Gaboim that of the minute in Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlaret is if you were in Eretz Yisrael, so it's Muktzah. That's what I told the fellow that came to my door. I'm sorry to tell you, but the challah is muktzah. And if it's muktzah on Shabbos, you can't touch it. You can't eat it. And maybe that's why it's muktzah, right? So Mishnah says, I'm not going to mice it. So So God says, no, what do you do? You eat the whole challah and you leave the end. Right? That's one of the big nafkaminas between Eretz Yisrael, but the Raisa, they are both a Durabonon. So now the Maisa. Let's go through some of the interesting shailas that come up in Parshas Challah. I must tell you, there are a lot of shailas, and when you learn the Parshas Challah, it's pretty simple. I mean, the Lomdus is unbelievable. But the Halacha Maisa is pretty simple. The Shiurim, everybody knows, Machlokes Reb Chaim Noam, Mechazanish, what we do, what we don't do. Chmeisesh, I don't know exactly the meaning here in America, but in Eretz Yisrael, we have the Maisa according to Yerushalayim, we've got Reb Chaim Noam. But the Maisa is pretty simple. There are a lot of shailas that can come up. Number one, a person's private home, and number two, also in a factory. You have example a bakery, you have example a caterer, they're making mass production, and you have all sorts of shailas that can come up. So we know that the Torah tells us it has to dafka be melechem ha'aretz, right? It has to be melechem ha'aretz. What does it mean, melechem ha'aretz? Melechem ha'aretz means it has to be bread. What constitutes something as bread? What makes something into a bread? So the mice, if we sum it up, we have three conditions. Condition number one, it has to be a dough that produces challah. Number two, it has to be something that's baked in an oven. Number three, it has to be one of the five grains. Those are the three things. Now, if you have something, for example, of what we call a Belila Ova, right? Belila Ova, we know from the Mishnayos, famous machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam, between the Ramban, between all the Rishonim about a donut. You have a Belila Ova, you have a thick dough, but you're not going to bake it. You're going to go and fry it. So in that case, over there, Kiyodua, and the Mishnayos, and the Rash, and Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ramban, and the Machlokes, and the Steelers, what do we do, Lemaisa? Lemaisa, we separate challah without a bracha. Why? Because we have something which can produce bread, because it's a Belila Ova. Mitzad Sheni, it doesn't actually turn into bread, because bread is normally baked in an oven. And this is not baked in an oven, it's only going to be fried. For example, another example would be, if you have something that's a Belila Ova, but it's going to be boiled in water. You have krepala, for example, right? It could turn from a Belila Ova, it could be a thick dough. But when you boil it in water, so you're taking it out of the din challah because it wasn't baked. Only if something is baked. Or let's take the coin on the other side. You have a Belila Racha, right? I don't know, people had this idea. I gave a women's shake in Mechavia a couple of weeks ago, and I told them over there that their Rosh's challah applied by chocolate cake, sponge cake, right? I don't know what you call it, right? Lekach and all these things. Right, what's that off over there? It's unbelievable. They were shocked. I never ever took off challah from a lekach, from a chocolate cake, from a sponge cake. So what did I tell them? I told them, you have them before Yoruch HaShulchan, right? Don't understand the Mishnah, Yoruch HaShulchan. Yoruch HaShulchan says an amazing thing. It says Yoruch HaShulchan, Simon Shinchov test, right in the beginning. He says that something that's made the ikka for cake, and it's not made to fill you up, it's not made to satiate you. So if a shulchan wants to tell that there's absolutely no chi of challah on something like that, which is a tremendous chiddush. Because you have cake, and you have flour, and it goes into an oven, but such thing is said to a shulchan, but it doesn't fill you up. It doesn't satisfy you. It's made for a snack. So says the Yoruch HaShulchan, that doesn't happen for Rosh Hashanah. That is the Ma'isa Kiyodua. All the poskim, every one of them, will choyle from the Yoruch HaShulchan, from the Avnei Neza, to the Derech HaChaim, and the Sivas, and the Shleim HaZalman, and the Mincha Shleim, they will all choyle from this. Because they held at the end of the day, it has a tzura of lechem, right? Without going into Hilchos Brachos, but obviously that's the shayla. You make a bar mitzvahs on a piece of chocolate cake, betoy chasuda, ma'aser shayla, be'alocha, right? So al kuponim, what do we do to ma'aser this? The halacha is a chocolate cake requires hafroshes challah. Now, why does no one do it? How does nobody know about this portion? Because you don't make the shape. You don't normally have enough flour in a sponge cake to require hafroshes challah. But for example, a bakery would. I walked into a bakery in Yerushalayim one time to buy something, and they said to me, oh, we need you for a second, right? What did they want? They took me to the back over there, and they had a huge, massive sponge cake, but huge sponge cake, and they were about to separate it and put it into containers. They wanted to do hafroshes challah. I don't know what they would have done if I wouldn't have walked into that moment of time. I had a fellow, a Talmud of mine, that called up and was in America. And he just said he works in a pizza store. I'm not going to tell you where, because obviously it's going to get complicated. He said, I work in a pizza store here in America, and I watch every single day how the goy is mafresh challah. He said, it's wonderful. They told him to be mafresh challah, right? So he does. He does his job. His job is to be mafresh challah. But he's a goy. Like, how does that work? He wanted to know. Can he eat it? What does he have to tell the owner? Does he have to tell the hafsha? Right? That's why I'm not telling you exactly where it was. My love, Kamina. But al kuponim, lemaisa, these things come up, and hafresh challah applies. Now, the badats, when I spoke to the badats, Edis Haredis, and ask them, what do they do? What's their requirement? When do you mafresh challah from a chocolate cake? What are you going to do? So they say, we have a chumrah, and we do it before and after. Meaning, lemaisa, before, it's not really ripe or anything, because it's a very runny dough. It's a belila racha, right? It's a running sort of shaky dough. So their idea is, we take it then, why? Because it can be eaten. It's shaykh, it's royal ideas, had to be eaten. And then it's got a shame dough. So they take it before, and then they take it afterwards. Lemaisa, if you would make enough chocolate cake, or sponge cake, for example, Purim's coming up. Tons of shaykh. Aparshas Challah and Purim, unbelievable. You have it the same thing on Aparshas Challah and also by Sfidas Kane. Tons of shaylos. One of them is this. You have, for example, a ton of sponge cake, right? You're making, you're going to spit it out, right? I don't know, here it's not, but in Yerushalayim, for example, it's on Erev Shabbos. And Erev Shabbos, people don't get so fancy, right? You take a slab of cake and a piece of, you know, some grape juice or whatever, and you send it for Shabbos, and that's the shalach monos that people give. So the shaylos is, once again, right? When are you going to be mafish challah if you make 2 kilos of flour, the kulei alma, 2.2 kilos of flour, of other, when are you going to take it out? So the mice of both can say when it's completely baked, then you'll be mafish the challah in that time, and then that's what we do lemaisa over there. Another example, belila racha, how about you make pancakes? Right, we'll make something like pancakes or waffles, and all these sorts of things. Vinces is another example. Something that lost the tzura of bread, that doesn't have a tzura of pas, and it's not baked in an oven, does not require to have precious color at all. Like waffles, for example, Ravazna Shevet Halevi is a tshuva to say that waffles are passed from have precious color, even if it would have the shea, but it's not that it's tzura of pas. And it's not good at Surah plus the fact that it's not baked, will not require a precious challah. Now, let's move on to another couple of interesting questions that you have. Happens all the time, it's unbelievable. What about challah that was remixed in, right? So now we have a major problem. Imagine you mimafish challah, you put it on the side over there, and then you start getting busy making challahs, and then all of a sudden, lo and behold, where's the piece of challah gone? Where's the precious challah? It somehow got mixed back inside. So what do we do, lemaisa? So in Eretz Yisrael, we know it has to be bottled in 101 times. Now 101 is a lot, right? Especially as I don't know why and I don't know where it came from, but the meaning of noshim is to take a lot of challah, right? It's as we know from the halacha, a mashu is good enough. All you have to take is a mashu, you don't need so much. But it seems to be the minig in the Chanami, the Ramal, the Baral, that the essence of the minig is you take a gezayis, right? Gezayis, people think, I don't know how big people think a gezayis is, right? Gezayis is a matchbox already, what is it? But the ma'is and the ma'is, I think they were going with the original minig of we were giving it to a kohen. So when you give something to a kohen, you don't walk up and say, hey kohen, here's my little, you know, donation of my half a rogalach to your supper tonight. You go with something mukhubad, something gishmar, and you go to mechvayis, and maybe that's where the minig of the noshing came from. I don't know, when I try to tell the women, I always say, listen, mitzad echad you're right, but mitzad sheni you have another problem. Bal tashkis, you know, I had a fellow, for example, that said to me, I don't have any problems in my kitchen. I don't have any shilas, I have no problems with your day, I don't need you to put kashas in the kitchen, you can keep it, because I've got no shilas. I said, very nice, beautiful, Baruch Hashem. Just explain to me, how do you do that, right? You sit and learn Jibamus all day, the Valdi, Chas Vashal, I'm not putting it down. But how do you know that you don't have a shayla? So what do you mean? Every time I have a shayla, check it out. I don't care. I check out the pot, I check out the food, everything checked out. I said, that's wonderful. But what do you do with the Issa Doraisa Baltashkis? You have an Issa Minatari of Baltashkis. What are you going to do? Oh, you tell me, Machikas Rashayim, they price the tree, they price the food, lay it there. But I'm going to my person has to know. You're taking off a partial card, it's wonderful. Makai have a minute. But how much are you going to do over here? So what happens if it gets back mixed inside? So now we have a famous shaylah, some seifa, you saw the teshuva, you have a shayl ala neder, right? You've got to be busy going to 3 people and telling them, you know, mutalach, mutalach, if I would have known that I'm maisa mafreya, I never would have done it, and the shaylah, do I make a bracha the next time? Do I not make it up? I tell him, Moshe Gazak, a fella came over to me, and he says to me, I'm thinking maktim the shaylah, right? Not often when they ask the shaylah, you don't have to say this because you can figure out from the shaylah that this is the type of person that it is. But sometimes they're maktim the shaylah. And they say, I have a little bit of OCD. Right? That's what he says. He says, I have OCD. So he says, when I mafish the challah, I'm very nervous. Because I mafish the challah, put it down, and then he says, my wife doesn't sort of wash her hands, and she has on her hands all the leftover from the hafashah challah on her hands. And, you know, she continues making the challah. So, I don't know, yeah, bottle, no bottle, so I have the mafish al challah, right? He's mafish in the shayla, OCD, Ravaldik. So what did I do? That week, Mamish Pesiyat Nishmaya, that week I was giving a share to the ladies in Rechavia about mafish al. So I didn't want to mention this. I don't want to mention it. I should get the women nervous over there. You can't imagine, the husbands will call me back afterwards and tell me, what have you done to my wives over here? Telling them all the chumras and being nervous. So I don't say a word. After the shiur, I can't tell you how many of the ladies came over and said, why didn't you tell us this halacha? I'm very mad, but they tell me. It's unbelievable. We went around the room. Each one of them said, well, I'd use a bag. I'd use a bag. Kidding, not to have the shiur. I discussed it with some of the big dayonim in Eretz Yisrael. They told me, no, the pshat is that when you mavish the challah, it's al das that only that which is going to go on the table, that's going to be the hafrasha, right? Mash ain't got something on my hand, I'm not makpid on, and it's going to be the same. Okay, could be yesh cholkim olov, I don't know. But al kuponim, there's definitely what to rely on in such a case over there. Now, one of the very big shaydas that you have, for example, I mean, you have this all throughout the year, but you could have on, other base, you have before Purim. What do you have? You have a situation where women make challah. For example, for Shabbos, again, maybe here it's also done over here on Thursday, but where I come, where I'm in Yerushalayim, it's mamash, this is what people are giving. You give a challah. So what do? You don't necessarily bake all the challahs that you need in one time. That's impossible. 4 or 5 kilos of challah to go get to all your neighbors and all the friends and the kids' friends and everything. It's impossible. So what you do is, you do it in shifts. Wonderful. You do it in shifts. So you do a kilo at a time, let's say. Now, a kilo, as far as I know, maybe there's a new sheet, but as far as I know, there is no one that holds that you need to... I had a woman that called up. Now, what do? I forgot to take from a fresh challah only less than a kilo. So later, there's no mokum. Yeah, but I have to chashash, or whatever. Right, we know, right, that any of the challah, any of the flour that gets sprinkled on the table, b'shas, when you're actually needing, that's a big problem, by the way. People don't have this one. Here we go, l'chumra. If you have, for example, a lady that makes 1 kilo of flour for her challah, but she sprinkles mamish all over the counter, everything. Half a kilo of, another half a kilo. You have a major problem. Because you have more than 1.2. According to Chacham, 1.26 is the minimum shit. You have to mafish at least below bracha. So all of the flour that's on the counter, the shas of making the challah, that goes into the challah, is included in the shit. So yes, it wasn't in your recipe originally, but since when you were kneading it, and you were doing it all over the place, you included that flour, the flour is included in the shit, and therefore you have to be careful of that. If that's true, let's go back to our original case. Let's say you have somebody that makes a kilo of flour. Good, wonderful, you have a kilo of flour, off you are, no problem, you put it in the freezer. And then, tomorrow, the same thing. You put it back in the freezer, and then the next day, then you've got 40 kilos of flour all over there. The shayla is, do we say tziruf or not? That's the shayla. Now, the shayla applies over there, it also applies to other cases as well. For example, many times people call up, their challahs right now are in the oven. And they've got to take off challah. What am I going to do? I've got half of the challahs on the counter, and the other half of the challahs are right now in the oven. And I use 2.5 kilo flour. The kulei alma chazan ishita, no problem. You have to be mafish challah with a brother. But they were mafish challah. So without going into the shayla of the tevel of the oven, and the blis, and the recha, and the zeya, and all the other shaylas that could come up over there. You have a shayla tziruf. So what are you going to do? So Lemaisa Lazoi, we have 4 ways of being tzarek, of combining different doughs, right? The same type of dough. Let's not get involved now with hakpada. If one is a sweet one and one is a savory one, but I'll put them in a regular case. If I've got different doughs and I'd like to put them together, so I have to be very, very careful. So the Mishnah tells us in Mefurish and based Mishnah Talad, the Mishnah says that it's shayach to have, for example, neshicha. Right? You can have a tight touching metzias of the 2 challahs, and they'll touch each other on the counter. True, it's less than the shin, but once they touch, they've already been combined, and therefore, lemaisa, they will be chayiv in the shin of challah. The other example, right, the Sefer Yashua, the Natan tells us, is Aliyadei Kli, and that's the most negative one. That Aliyadei Kli, I can tzarev 2 different challahs. So, let's go back to our case again. I have this woman, she's got over here challahs in the oven, and challahs on the counter. She forgot to be mafish challahs, 2.2 kilo, mashayla. She's got to do something. So what do we tell them to do? We tell them to do very simple. Take out the challahs, put them on the counter, and do it tziruv kli. I didn't do it tziruv kli. You can either put them in a box, or you can put them on the counter, you put a towel underneath, you wrap the towel over, give them a halachin, you can put it like a bowl, you can take anything you want, as long as they're completely immersed, so to speak, in this bowl, they've been mitzarev together, and therefore now I can be mafish challah. It's not very good, so all very nice, mafish challah from that which is on your counter, but that's not going to help you, because not min ha-mutav, it's not in one place, it's got to be all in one place, and therefore I'm mitzarev it together, and you're mafish challah. So now the shayla is very nice how it works that way, lakula. But how does it work the other way? So, for example, if you have the case that we mentioned now with the freezer, what do? You've got 1 kilo of flour in the freezer, and then all of a sudden comes another kilo of flour the next day. Now it goes in the freezer. I have now a freezer full of flour, so to speak. It's colors, right? But it's flour, the worth of 2 kilos, lemaisa. So what do I do in such a case? Am I going to say that it's going to be mistarab, or is it not going to be mistarab? So the mice of the post can speak about reasons about this. You can have a look, for example, in a Tshuva, in Machzalion, Chenikalev, the Mishra Mazama, and Chashloima has a big arichas on it also. And there's different ways that the post can look at it. The mice of Roy Poskim, Rav Moshe Shtamer has like a Valdiga Mahalach in Chenik Beisim, and Kupay Zayin also, in Moedim Vazmanim about this, and in Tshuva Zayin Hoggis, I'm sorry. It's a whole different Mahalach, the mice of how people look at it. Mitzad Echol, some look at it as one second, I have a Kli, I have a freezer. This freezer is one big utensil. So just like we said, that if I have challah that I want to combine in order to make my bracha, in order to be mafresh challah properly, I put them into a kli, and now I can be mafresh. The same way, say the machmirim, is over here by the freezer. Good, it wasn't my kavana, right? It's a dobe she'enim as kavim, but it's a tzikveshes. It's sure going to happen. That's the metzias. Without getting to longus of melechem achsheves or sotot, that's the metzias. It's all in one kli, and the kli is being mistaken. That's the machmirim. Very basically, in the Maisa, hold this Pesach Gomor. One of the reasons, and there are many of them, one of the reasons is that each challah is in its own bag. Once each challah is in its own bag, in its own covering, in its own foil, aluminum foil, whatever it is, so therefore, since each one is in its own kli, we're not going to say that there's any siruf whatsoever going on over here, and therefore, generally, according to most poskim, there's Pesach Gomor, there's a mokim to be makel over there. Now, the other shayla, also, which again is negeir too, for example, shlach malas, is what happens if you take making a dough al das lechalik, right? I'm making a huge dough, but the maisa, I'm not going to be eating all of it. I'm going to be splitting it up and giving it out to others. Right, major child in the poskim. Right, for example, and again, I don't know exactly what goes on over here, but in Eretz Yisrael, this happens almost every single Erev Shabbos. When you have a gun, you have a playgroup, you have a little kid's school. So what does the mora, what does the teacher do? You make a batch of challah, the kids are busy with it, they're kneading the dough, they're rolling it out, they're plaiting the challah, they make a shmat, and then they give each child his, yours dough that you plaited and you, put egg on the top and sesame seeds and whatever, and they put it on a platter with a name on it, off you go, and go and tell your mother to her delight that after cleaning the entire house for Shabbos, you now got something else to make, right? So that's what they do. Now what's the heter over there of a fashion challah? What are you meant to do? So there's no shaila whatsoever. To be mafresh challah in such a situation will be, as far as I know, a bracha levatala. What's the shaila? You can't do that. Whereas, say many poskim, if the morif, the teacher, would take the challah and put it into the oven after the child has baked it, after the child has platted it, I'll put it into the oven for you and give it to you home, baked already, ready to eat. Oh, so then there's no shaila whatsoever. According to most poskim, at least, is then of course you can make a bracha because it's all baked in one time in one oven over there. So again, it's a machlokes also about that case. We're not going mamish into every single situation. The halacha lemaisa. The last case that we have to deal with lemaisa is the shear of challah, which again I'm sure everybody knows lemaisa, where the Mishnah tells us from the Makor and the Pasuk, alright, Arisa Sechem, what does it mean? So you know that an Eifah is 432 eggs, how the Cheshbon is, we're not going into it right now, so Asiris Eifah is 43 and a half eggs, so Lamais, if you have 43 and a half eggshells, that's what you should tell your wife to fill with flour, and then figure out if you're Chayim the Challah or not. If you want to make it a little bit easier, according to Reb Chaim Noah, 1.67 is Chayiv with a bracha, 1.25 according to Reb Chaim Noah is without a bracha, the Chazanish is 2.25 with a bracha, and 1.2 without a bracha. That's the Maisa, the Shitas of the Poskim, and the Ikar we have to remember as well, and this we have to give over to our other half, to our Rebbetzins, what the Medrash says. The Medrash brings down, right, Rashi, the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, also, that the reason, it's a Motika Medrash, Mufusha Medrash, Medrash Rabba, look it up, that the Maisa, one of the reasons why the Rabbeinu Shlomo created the world, the Shul Reishis, is dafka because the mitzvah of Challah. Why? Because like the Chinuch says, it's the Yisoid in our Munah, it's the Yisoid in what Yiddishkeit is, it's to take that which we have, which is why dafka explained to the women, why the women have this mitzvah. Right? Of course it can be done by anybody. It's like these people that think, I had these men that fall out before Shabbos. I don't have to light candles, do I? My wife's away. Like, what's the shaitas to me? As long as the neighbor says, her mitzvah. What's the good? No shaitas to me. Chas v'shalom. It's a mitzvah. Can't clearly so, no, but it happens to be more by the woman for a different reason. But Parshas Challah also, right? The Mesach and the Chet, the Mishnah and Shabbos, Keseda. But Al Kaponim, what's the reason why it was given to the Noshim? The reason is explaining the Mephoshim is Poshim. Because what does a woman do? A woman takes, right, Gashmias and turns into Ruchnias. What does she do? She takes the money that you make and she takes that gashmius item and turns it into ruchnius. How does she turn it into ruchnius? She makes food for you to eat to enable you to learn. She sends the kids to school in order to be able to learn. She takes the gashmius and turns it into ruchnius. That's exactly what's happening with the Parshas Challah. You're taking the gashmius. You're taking a piece of dough, which is something that we eat, something we feed our physical good, and you're turning it into gashmius by kaviyochu, giving it to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Remember that. We have a tremendous schus, and all the brochas that come through our Parshas Challah, Be'ez Hashem u'bichal. Thank you very, very much for allowing me to speak.